It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And a happy Labor Day, everyone. It's time for my LSU rant and a few other SEC week number one thoughts. I hope that you watched the entire LSU versus Florida State game on Sunday night. That game was a true snoozer during the first half as Florida State took a measly 7-3 halftime lead. However, that second half was filled with some exciting plays and a few inexplicably wacky ones too. Honestly, LSU did not deserve to win this ball game based on the way the Bayou Bengals played for three of the four quarters of the game. When your special teams units allow one blocked field goal attempt, a blocked extra point, and has its punt returner, bless his heart, drop two punts, which were both recovered by Florida State, your football team was darn lucky to simply have a chance to win at the end of this very interesting SEC versus ACC matchup. The Seminoles prevailed 24-23 Sunday night after blocking an LSU extra point attempt after the Tigers had scored a touchdown with no time remaining on the clock. The extra point would have tied the game, sent it into overtime, and kept a suddenly awakened LSU crowd partying in the French Quarter of New Orleans for most of the day on Labor Day Monday. Alas, it was not to be for the LSU Tigers in game number one of the season and for the new $95 million over 10 years head coach, Brian Kelly. The former Notre Dame football coach was expected to bring more discipline to LSU's football team this year. Last year's fired former head coach, Easy Ed Orgeron, seemed to lack control over his players from most of last season's disappointing 6-7 campaign. After week number one on Sunday, Brian Kelly now has the game film to offer as a weekly reminder to this team. And that message is that LSU remains a very undisciplined college football team. Talent does not always overcome carelessness in most games. The smallest details really do matter, and ask anyone who's ever played for Coach Nick Saban. Though this year's LSU squad may be lacking in some big-name talent, the expectations were that the new coach would help improve and develop his players. Tiger fans are expecting a more fundamentally sound LSU squad under Brian Kelly than those under former coach Ed Orgeron. LSU's defense lacked consistent tackling technique, the offensive line blocking schemes needed improvement, and both sides of the ball would benefit from fewer mental errors and careless penalties. Championship teams understand that these little things do add up. Instead, Coach Brian Kelly is now 0-1 on the new football season. After Florida's big win against Utah Saturday night, former University of Louisiana Lafayette coach Billy Napier is on the minds of many Tiger faithful early this week. LSU opted to pass on offering the head coaching job to this successful young football coach from the school located just 40 miles west down I-10 from LSU. Instead, the Tigers' athletic director, Scott Woodward, opened up the piggy bank to hire an established big-name coach in Brian Kelly to hopefully return LSU back to the top of the SEC. And at $9 million per year, Coach Brian Kelly's job is to mold a winner in short order.
Excellent.
LSU's defense continues to be enamored with making collisions with the opposing team rather than going low and wrapping up the legs of the offensive player. Now, this method is usually taught to football players no later than the end of junior high school. In doing so, Florida State's players frequently broke loose from tackles and continued on downfield. LSU's defense looked a lot like last year's 6-7 team. LSU's defensive captain and starting defensive end, Ali Gay, was tossed from the football game after a dangerous helmet-to-helmet shot to the head of Florida State's talented quarterback, Jordan Travis. As a result of this penalty, the defensive captain of LSU will be on the sidelines for the first half of LSU's game this Saturday against crosstown rival Southern University. Likewise, LSU's 6'5", 295-pound sophomore defensive nose tackle, Mason Smith from Houma, Louisiana, is now out for the season, too. He injured his left knee early in the first quarter Sunday after going into some type of goofy celebration dance after a fellow teammate made an ordinary tackle on defense. That's one heck of a high price to pay for an unnecessary celebration. The good news is that Coach Brian Kelly should be able to utilize plays like those to finally gain some much-needed control in the LSU locker room. The Tigers are a perennial top 10 recruiting team, but the team does seem to struggle without strong leadership on the field and on the sidelines. LSU fans will rightfully demand that Brian Kelly start earning his $9 million a year salary this season by demanding more discipline from this team and his coaching staff too.
Yes!
LSU's special teams coach Brian Polian came to LSU with Brian Kelly from Notre Dame too. Coach Polian will have a lot of splaining to do after the Tigers' special team debacle on display Sunday night. If you watched the game, you likely noticed that LSU was also out-hustled on the field and out-coached by Florida State's young leader, Mike Norvell. For a team which was picked to finish near the bottom of the relatively weak ACC in 2022, Florida State dominated most of this game. After the Tigers took a brief 3-0 lead early in the first quarter, Florida State controlled the football and the clock for 34 minutes in the game compared to just 26 for LSU. After the game, LSU coach Brian Kelly addressed the media. He said, quote, "I was proud of our resolve. We battled. But we have to learn how to play the game the right way, which is for four quarters. We didn't play with a sense of urgency that I wanted for four quarters." Hey, no kidding, coach. Perhaps Coach Kelly should let his team know in the locker room with a little bit more direct admonition, LSU simply stunk it up on national television Sunday night. LSU's transfer quarterback Jaden Daniels, formerly of Arizona State, ran for his life for much of the first half of the game. Though he raced downfield for 114 yards for the ball game, LSU's quarterback seemed to take off running a bit too quickly at times too. In the first half, all but 1 yard of offense, that's correct, all but 1 yard came via the LSU quarterback. Jaden Daniels and the LSU offensive coordinator did a poor job of keeping the other players involved on offense. Once again, that points out another gaffe by the LSU coaching staff. Florida State had already played an opening game the weekend before, albeit against a small division opponent, Duquesne. LSU had the entire week to review a video from that football game and prepare their game plan for Florida State. Conversely, it was Florida State who was the team who was venturing into unknown territory and playing LSU Sunday. The game was the first for Coach Brian Kelly and the first for new starting quarterback Jaden Daniels, who wasn't even announced as a Tigers starting quarterback until just minutes before kickoff. LSU needs to carefully study the game film from the loss to Florida State and commit to making changes immediately. Any player who objects should have a seat on the bench. LSU is now rebuilding, and it might be time to give some others a chance to shine. With crosstown rival Southern University coming to Tiger Stadium to play this Saturday night for the first time ever, perhaps it might be a good time to try another quarterback, preferably freshman Walker Howard or redshirt freshman Garrett Nussmeier, to see if the passing game and the on-field decision-making at the quarterback position improves. LSU will then be hosting Mississippi State in just 2 weeks. This team needs to come together quickly, or there are going to be plenty of good seats available for the remaining home games, with the possible exception of Alabama. Elsewhere around the SEC this weekend, it was a clean sweep by all SEC teams this weekend except for LSU's loss to Florida State. And congratulations to your current SEC leader. It's Vanderbilt. They're 2-0, and they'll entertain number 22 Wake Forest in Nashville on Saturday. That game will kick off at 11 a.m. on the SEC Network. Kudos are also in order this week for Gator Nation, as unranked Florida took a wildly entertaining 29-26 win over number 7 Utah. Florida shouldn't celebrate too long, though, as number 20 will come to town to visit the Swamp this Saturday. That game's at 6 p.m. on ESPN. Georgia quarterback Stetson Bennett reminds me of that guy who's driving that red Maserati down the interstate highway at 100 miles an hour on a Saturday afternoon. He passes people with ease and never seems to get pulled over by the cops either. Bennett makes great decisions on nearly every play for Georgia, and that's why Georgia's offense runs so smoothly. The number 3 Dogs clobbered a vastly overrated number 11 Oregon 49-3. The defending champs are off to a great start. Meanwhile, top-rated Alabama ended the Utah State National Championship talk. Seriously, some people thought Utah State was a contender, with a 55-0 shellacking in Tuscaloosa. Bama is loaded on both sides of the ball, we knew that. But road trips to Texas this Saturday, that game will be played at 11 a.m. on Fox, and then at Arkansas, Tennessee, LSU, and Ole Miss still await Alabama this year. Speaking of Arkansas, they're ranked number 19. They eventually took down a very tough number 23 Cincinnati 31-24 on Saturday. The Hogs' running game is back in high gear, but the passing game still remains a question mark moving forward. Arky will host South Carolina this coming Saturday morning. That game will be at 11 a.m. on ESPN, and that should be a great one. Number 20 Kentucky finally awakened in the second half after taking a slim 13-10 halftime lead against Miami University of Ohio. The Wildcats ran back the second half kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown on their way to securing a 37-13 win over the Redhawks from the Mid-America Conference. Kentucky's going to need to play better this weekend to be able to take down Florida in the Swamp Saturday night in Gainesville. And number 21 Ole Miss ran the ball for three touchdowns as the Rebels won 28-10 over Troy in Oxford Saturday. In the quarterback derby at Ole Miss, the first start of the year went to USC transfer Jackson Dart. He completed 18 of 27 passes for 154 yards and no scores. Sophomore quarterback Luke Altmyer is expected to get his chance to start for the Rebs this Saturday against FBS opponent Central Arkansas. And my final thought for week number one, though I was very happy to see college football return to television, I am glad that my remote control mute button still works. Those endless 3 and 4 minute commercial breaks serve as a constant reminder of the money being generated by televised college football games. That's it for my rant for week number one. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.